Hey, everybody. It is that day again. It's Wednesday, and we are Angel Answers. We are from the Sacred Embers Group on Facebook, and today is August 16th, 2023. My name is Jan Drake Bakke, and I'll be one of your hosts, co-hosts tonight. And we're just glad that you're here with us, and thank you for showing up, too. And we have a beautiful lineup of angels, and I just want to say hi to them. Hi, angels. Hi, ladies.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. Good. Good. I'm doing good. As good as can be for now. And anyway, so that's Mary Hernandez and DC Love, and Peg Jones will join us in a little while later. Liz Pfister is off, and Kat Peoples is off. So what I'll do is go ahead and read the bios of Liz and Peg, and then we can get started. We'll go around the table, and everybody will read their bios. So let me go with Liz Pfister first. Liz Pfister is an intuitive and spiritual guiding light, the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. Liz is a healer, teacher, and practitioner of the spiritual and metaphysical life. Join Liz on Facebook at River Maven 77 every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern for her live stream Crystal Singing Bowl Meditation. I happened to miss it last night, and I didn't mean to, but it just, that was the timing, and I'm sorry that I had to miss it because I can't even bear to miss it any week now. It's such a neat experience listening to her bowl meditation. It's so beautiful, so I really recommend that. If you can, on Tuesday night. So let me go to Peg Jones, and she'll be here after a while. Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and card reader. Also uses light language to share as a healing modality too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. And it's a beautiful book. We all have it, and I really recommend you getting one. It's just, it's really remarkable. So she'll be here later, and she'll probably read something out of it. And you can find all of us on the Sacred Embers website, which is on www.sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And inside of that Sacred Embers group on Facebook, you can find us all there with all of the people that are in the group. And we have a fabulous group of people there. A lot of them are also healers and psychics, and some aren't too. And it doesn't matter. You don't have to be. But we have a website there that Lynn Bleasdale has made up for us, which is really beautiful. And it has all of our what we do on there, all of our services. So check it out. And these people in this group just do all kinds of things. They do just about everything. They all kinds of healing, all kinds of spiritual gifts that they all have. And it's just remarkable. So I recommend you checking them out and getting a reading if you want to. Some of them teach classes and workshops. Some of them are going to classes and workshops. Some of them are doing you'll hear from Mary in D.C. You'll hear about what they do. So anyway, I want to go on to what we do in the week. There's more shows from the Sacred Embers group. The first one, I'll start with Lynn Bleasdale on Sunday, and it's called Enter the Light. And that's at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern. That's Sunday. And her co-hosts are Jessica Marie Tatro, I hope I'm saying that correct, finally. Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, Elizabeth Dionfrio, Linda Irwin, and Hawk. They are a remarkable group of people, and it's every time it's a fantastic show. I can't miss them either, so I recommend it. Then on Monday is Catherine Peoples and DC Love's show called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. That's on Monday night, 6:30 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. It's a remarkable show. It's a healing show. They do healing on the show. They talk about healing. They talk about all these interesting kinds of healing. And it's just fantastic. Another show I would never miss. Please check it out. You'll be amazed. And so is the second one. And the other one is The Lighthouse, which is on whenever they decide to come on, maybe once a month or so. And that's headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. Another beautiful show by incredible people who do incredible healing. They're just very talented. So I recommend them. So then there's our show, which is on tonight, Wednesday night, Sacred Embers. These shows are just unbelievable to me. They're all beautiful. So I recommend all of them. And a little bit about me is Jandrake Bakke. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and I share a lot of my poetry. I'm trying to collaborate with musicians on writing songs. That's what I want to do. That's what my dream is. So I have done some songs with musicians in different ways, and now I would like to put some words to the music. So anyway, and then I see animal totems. It's the first thing I see whenever I do readings. The animals come through. They're like spirit guides. They are spirit guides. They're angel guides. They're guides. And they're around us all the time, and they help us. They just do. They give us messages, and they're there to help and serve us. And they literally do serve us, and that's a promise. I've seen them in real time, not just in my mind's eyes. I've seen them out in the air. They are there. They're in another dimension, but they're very close to us, very nearby. So to access your animals, really all you have to do is say a prayer, meditate, and ask them to come in, and you'll see them. Also, the animals that are coming near you on a regular basis outside or somewhere at your house or wherever, these are your guides, most likely. If they come to you more than three times or more, that's mostly one of your animal guides. So check it out for yourself. And I'm a psychic medium. I do medium work. A lot of that medium work has come in with the crime work that I've done. And so that is really something else. I haven't been doing that lately, but we do those in our private room. And I'll give you just a little bit information on it. The people that pass over from the crimes actually do come to us. They come forward. They give us messages. We see them. They show us things about the crime so that we can tell the police. They've come into my dreams, and it's phenomenal. They will call on the phone. Every time I do a crime, my phone rings. And either no one is there, or one time I did get someone who was there and they talked. It was scary. And I had to go ask somebody about it, another medium, and they vouched for it. I don't know how they use their voice. That still is a mystery to me, how the spirits can use their voice. But I guess, according to this other medium, she said they were able to do it, and somehow, and I said, well, are you sure it was an actual spirit? Now, this, I don't know. That's her opinion. Other mediums may say, no, that's not true, because some mediums will say that they cannot use their voice at all. But the weird thing is I have heard voices out loud in my ears, and I'm not kidding, from spirit. Somehow they do it. I don't know how. But anyway, I'm still learning about it. I still don't understand it. So anyway, I'm telling you that and being humble, because I'm still relatively new in the whole business. It's 10 years now. I call that new, even though it's a long time. But anyway, on and on and on. You'll be able to talk to or listen to now a master medium. Her name is DC Love. And also another medium who's becoming a master, Mary Hernandez. She's phenomenal. They both are. So here's Mary Hernandez, and I'm passing it over to you, Mary.
Hi. Wow, Jan, that was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing your information. And I want to say that Jan also has some beautiful poems that she is going to share with us in a few minutes. And, you know, I look forward to those all the time. It's like a pick-me-up, and the pictures she associates with them are just believable. And DC has similar pictures on there. It's just so motivational. We all do. I mean, Peg, and then also Liz with her singing bowls. And I just wanted to say, Jan, it seems like you're an activator of some sort, because I know that you've activated DC with animal totems, and you've activated me with, like, seeing crime, you know, seeing into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Then ever since
That's
I connected
right.
with you, I've been able to tap into that, see the future, which I'm keeping a log of. And sometimes in the middle of the night, I hear a voice just like you, and they're like they'll put a license plate in my ear and then tell me, write it down. And if I don't write it down in my phone
yep.
and on the notes, I won't be able to sleep. Like one night I was like, oh, I'll remember tomorrow in a few hours. They're like, no. Like, right now, you need to put it on your phone. Because just like last night, in the middle of the night, I had like a dream, and I was supposed to remember it because they were telling me to write it down. And of course, it slipped off. I didn't write it down because I was so exhausted last night. And anyway, I didn't write it down. And I guess, you know what, it might come back. You know, if it's important, it'll come back.
Wow.
So I would introduce myself before going on and on and on. So I'm Mary Hernandez.
Well, you
and
solved
I'm
that. Mary, you solved that case. Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to interrupt you and say you solved that case when you saw that in the middle of the night when they woke you up and you saw that, yeah. That say, what was it, on the car.
Yeah.
The license plate, and you solve
yeah.
the case. I mean, there you go. It's just,
yeah.
it's unbelievable what can happen, you know, what
yeah.
the spirits do.
Yeah. And it's
yeah.
just like a connection, right? Because I was connected to you, and like you've activated that in me, and like I've activated some people in looking at the sky and being able to see so much, right? Because of me putting so much
yes.
out there. It's like they're just doing the same, and they'll see so much. It's just like I'll send a picture to someone, and they'll see it, or they'll send it to me and say, hey, I see this. What do you see? You know, so it's really nice to do that, to activate each other, and that's what we're here
mm-hmm.
for right now, to help each other grow, because there's always learning to do. So I'll introduce myself. I'm an angel intuitive. I'm also a Reiki master. A tarot and oracle card reader, a trans channeler, and a healer as well. I also do numerology readings, and for those of you that don't know, the benefit of it is just, it's the gift of insight. It provides you with a roadmap for your life so you have an idea of where you're going and what to expect along the way. It also uncovers the your potential. What your ability to achieve. It helps with planning your future. I also give you a forecast for the year with your reading. It's very detailed, and it includes your karmic lessons and debts. I am also a candle creator, and one of the healing candles I create is a Mother Mary candle, and it's infused with love, blessings, and healing, and it's scented with rose oil. And all my candles are made with soy wax, which is not harmful to your health because paraffin is, those store-bought candles. It comes in a beautiful blush ceramic jar with an oak lid and also a wooden wick, so you hear the crackle. I also do Reiki-infused candles, healing candles for each of the chakras. And besides my healing candles, I create beautiful gift baskets for any occasions, also single candles for purchase, whether it's the Mother Mary, the chakra, or any other of my scents. You know, I have about 8 scents now. I also have origami pyramids. I also have crystal necklaces, crystal keychains. So I have a little bit of, I have sun catchers now, like a little bit of everything. I'm trying to carry everything, like a little bit of anything that's spiritual, right? For me, sun, we're working with the sun right now. So it's just so beautiful that, you know, it's that we connect with the sun. So having those sun catchers and bringing in the sun to your place, it's so beautiful to me. I have a sun catcher in every window, and I have a lot of windows. Like, I have like 10 windows in my apartment. So, you know, I love my sun catchers. I love the rainbows that I see with them. And I just wanted to share today, you know, it's the new moon in Leo, and I wanted to let you guys know that I did my astrology report with George Lewis, who's an astrologer for many, many years, and he's just so amazing. And I was guided by spirit. He's an international speaker and healer. He's also an astrologer, and he's got a passion for raising awareness of the collective and promoting healing and awakening through the mediums of art, astrology, and sound. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is that my astrology reading with him was unbelievable. I've never had an astrology report done like professionally. I've done it on those free websites, you know, but this was so like detailed. It was just like so amazing. So it's just about, you know, where your chart falls, what you can do, what time is better. So it's similar. It's not similar to a numerology report, but I feel like you get the elements of what your sign falls in, you know, when you were born. So the elements are, you know, it could be air. You could be air only, or you could be, you know, fire and air. So, you know, it's bringing them all together to become balanced, you know, because some people only have one or two, but or more than one of air. But anyway, it's just like, it was so detailed that I'm like, wow. I told him, I was texting him today. I was like, I am going to mention you because I am so happy with my reading. We were on the phone like for an hour and 10 minutes. So it wasn't like rushed.
Wow.
Anything. He answered any questions I had about it because, you know, I was trying to get into astrology, but it's really very detailed and you have to know nodes and everything, and I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I know about the new moon, the full moon, and that's it. But I just wanted to speak a little bit because he mentioned about, you know, the full moon. The new moon is in Leo, and it's very powerful, and it's the ability to become your own sovereign being. It's being your authentic self. Right? So it's stepping into your joy and to create abundance, because this is the time to create abundance. And this is also a time to let go of the fear and stay in your heart space. So that's what I put into that from his reading today. And it's time to stand up for the great awakening, right? Because we're going through a great awakening. We can't let fear bring us down. I mean, everything that's happening in the world, I don't even watch the news because I don't want to see, because it's only fear-based. And I'm not interested in fear-based. Mm-hmm. So I don't tune in. The only time I turn on my computer is for the show, or if I have business Zoom meetings, you know, for my readings for clients. And this is a time to also inspire people because we're all brilliant, right? So it's just pushing each other, or not pushing each other, but helping each other rise because we're all one. It's like, for me, it's like there's not one better than the other. We're all equal and we're all here. We all have abilities to do one thing or the other, but we're all great in our own being. And that's why everyone has to understand that there's no you better than me, or it's just we're all equal and we're all children of God. And it's just like we're all divine beings. And it's just until we realize that we're all one, we come from source. It's just, there's that division, right? It's just, we need to understand that we're all one and we should all stand together, you know, and just be sovereign and be our authentic self. So that was my spiel. That came from spirit. They just wanted me to
say
that. That
was beautiful.
I'm trying to like let spirit guide me on whatever it is they want to say during the shows. Like the only thing I put through was, you know, obviously George Lewis' message for the new moon in Leo today. But, you know, and again, for people that don't know, today, you know, it's like the new moon. So every new moon is setting your intentions, what it is that you want to bring into your life. So this is a time for abundance. This is a time to become sovereign, to be our authentic self and to create joy, abundance, happiness. I mean, it's just unbelievable what we can create. I mean, we're co-creating with source, you know, there's no limit to that. So I just wanted to put it out there so everyone could know. And then I pulled a card real quick. I know I'm like talking a lot about this new moon, but it's very powerful because we've never had, I don't think we've had three moons in one month. We have two full moons, one in the beginning of the month and one at the end. And then we have a new moon today. So it's very powerful for abundance. So, and then this, I picked out this card or it fell out the deck and it's the waxing crescent moon. And this is from my moon magic deck. And they wanted me to read, it's for serendipity, motivation, and change. And it says the waxing crescent moon is that dynamic card of movement. Your path is being smoothed out before you. And it may start to feel like heaven and earth are being moved in your favor. Things will begin to fall into place quite naturally, and you are safe to let this happen. Look out for happy coincidences and serendipity, for they tend to occur when this card turns up. It is also a card of trust, and you need to believe that things are changing for the better. While any kind of change can be unsettling, the changes indicated by this card are usually positive ones. You are being asked to take positive action toward your goals and to maintain your motivation. Even small steps will get you somewhere. So take whatever action you can right now to move your dreams closer to reality. This could be something as simple as a web search, a phone call, or an email. But do something now while the current energies are on your side. Although you might not be able to see a clear path ahead, taking a few decisive steps forward will help in the overall manifestation process. So take action and help to bring your goals to fruition. So that was the card for today. So, and I'll post it on Sacred Hours for everyone to get, because it's just so beautiful, that message. It just goes with what we're going through with the new moon right now and all the cycles. So, and I'll switch it over to DC, which I know she has a beautiful channel or a couple of channeled messages before, you know, we listen to the poems and then we get to picking up the callers. So, DC love?
Yes, thank you, Mary. I'm just going to give the cliff notes about me. I'm a small, medium, at large, a spiritual jack of trades, and a telephone to the divine. I just want to say, Jen, when you talk about like the, you know, like the spiritual, you know, the totems, the totem animals, the spirit animals, they are truly divine and they are sent by God. So they too are messengers, and you really, you know, you don't say enough about yourself. You are amazing in every respect, and you've helped me from the beginning of my journey. So I just think you're very humble, but, you know, you are so amazing. And you've guided
thank
me,
you,
like, from the beginning of... You've guided me and helped me so many times, you know? So I have to say thank you for that. The two of us are published, you know, and like many, you know, books, and with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And also you can find us in the American Psychic and Medium magazine. You know, we have some publications there as well. So you are so much more than you give yourself credit for, Jan. You're very humble. Really beautiful.
Thank you, DC. Thank you very
much.
Really, you've helped
is.
Me too greatly.
And when you were talking,
totally.
Honey, when you were talking something about like that, you know, that voice, like you, like the voices and everything. Well, when I began my journey, back in 2014, I heard a voice say, like, go now. And it was like so powerful, so stern. I almost jumped out of my skin. Mm-hmm. That's how loud it was. And it didn't feel like it came from like within me. It felt like this voice, a male's voice, was right next to me.
Yeah.
And I'm a conscious channel. Yeah. So you do hear Ginger at times coming out. You know, my consciousness steps to the side. And Ginger, you know, talks to everyone. Or Joan Rivers, too, as well. She'll come in and talk to people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to just say a little bit about Archangel Metatron. So we're going to, you know, take a couple minutes to get acquainted with him. I just want to say he's always available to assist us. And he's here to help us evolve and ascend on our spiritual journeys. But for me personally, like I said, I have been with him in many lifetimes. I reconnected with him in 2014. And the first thing I noticed was, wow, I don't know what this is. Like, is it an angel? I don't know what it is, but it has a very, very strong presence. And I did not, you know, see his sweet side for quite a while. But I knew that, you know, he was a no-nonsense presence, and he was very stern. And I was with a group of friends, and we were connecting, giving each other little readings. And his voice was so loud, it sounded like he was almost yelling into my ear. It was, of course, like, it was very unsettling. And I asked, you know, who is this? Reveal yourself. He didn't say anything at that time. So I said, you know, you're going to have to step back. And then I started to call him Mr. Bossy Pants. But after, you know, a few months, he did finally tell me who he was. He revealed that he was, of course, Archangel Metatron. We had been together through many lifetimes. He, in fact, called me his little starseed. He also said that his, you know, his purpose was to guide me and to be my gatekeeper, and he would help me to move forward on my beautiful spiritual path. He also told me to believe in myself, and he said I was here to spread love and help awaken others on their soul's journey. And, you know, just by being myself, he gave me the guidance that I needed, and it was truly empowering. And it helped me to go forward on my journey. And at that time, I also learned that channeling would be one of my strongest callings. So he wants to connect with each of you right now as well. And he's saying, good evening, beloveds. This is your divine timing to connect with me. I am Archangel Metatron, and I am so happy to make this connection with you today. I come with an empowering angel message infused with divine love. When you walk the path of love, you are aligned with your divine purpose. Centered in love, your unique purpose and reason for being alive. You are spiritual beings, and we are all here to learn and love and awaken to our fullest potential. Beloveds, the past is the past. Let us put aside all of our human cares and differences and rise into the oneness that is the heart and mind. Enlightened love, we came to our being, and enlightened love, we shall remain, now and always. I ask that you let go of what no longer serves you. Let go of fear. Let go of anger, anxiety. Let the light in. The light is present on this earth, the light of your soul. Know that you are right where you are meant to be on your path right now. And please honor that you are exactly where you're meant to be. Allow the angels to come in and lift you upon wings of love. Let your light shine and let yourself be free. Life is simple. All you need to do is listen to your intuition and then act when guided. Let go and experience the divine flow of the Creator. You will experience abundance and happiness, in truth, all you need and require. Be at peace with everything that comes your way. Remain hopeful in your heart and filled with happiness. When you remain peaceful, there will always be a flow of energy that will assist you. Within the arms of love, you are safe. Beloveds, come to me. Know that you are so dearly loved. Know in your heart that I am always with you and we are one. I will light your way with 1,000 stars. for you will always be my beloved. I am known as the first angel on the tree of life, as well as being one of two angels that have had a human incarnation. Please welcome me now into your life, and I will assist you with any issues that are affecting you, as well as helping you to access your spiritual gifts. Do not let life's distractions keep you from the peace that you are deserving on your path of personal growth. Everything is shifting at this time, and it is now time to connect with a new dimension. Stand in your light, beloveds, and share your beautiful light and energy with all of humanity. And trust your soul's guidance, knowing that you are fully supported as you connect with your heart's desires. As well, there will be doors that are opening at this time, and your thoughts and your intentions have created these opportunities as well as these open doors. I will help you to have the courage needed to pursue your life's goal as you walk forward connecting with what you are seeking. You are never alone. Angels as well are watching over you. Beloveds, believe in yourself and your soul mission. Your success is guaranteed. You are on a path of enlightenment and walk towards your ascension. I will remain by your side and I will guide you every step of the way. At this time, I will assist you in balancing the yin and the yang in your inner life, as well as cleansing and clearing your chakras and releasing any energy that is not for your highest or your best. So please sit or lie comfortably, close your eyes. Begin to breathe in the love that is permeating into your very essence. Slowly breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth. As you are doing this, I now place my sacred cube, which contains the foundation of everything above, It is placed now above your head, and it is activating its energy. I am directing it downward through your crown chakra. It will continue downward through each chakra, removing all blockages and bringing you into complete vibrational alignment, as well as bringing healing, harmony, protection, and balance into your life. It is now time to open up your energetic gateways, and this will help you to receive divine communication and understanding from heaven and to earth. Your feminine and your masculine energies are now in perfect balance. Beloved, you are ready to receive the higher understanding of the universe, as well as soul wisdom and divine fire. I ask each of you to assist me in helping humanity at this time and helping to raise their vibration as well as the vibration of the planet. I gift each of you a sacred Metatron's cube that contains boundless wisdom, esoteric knowledge, and spiritual strength. This cube also contains the ability to awaken you to higher realms and connect with Christ consciousness. There are no limitations to the capacity of transformation that can take place with my assistance and your power to create and serve humanity. Your soul's potential awaits you, beloveds. When you are ready, you can slowly begin to open your eyes, breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth, come back to where you first began, move your arms and your legs, and come back and be ready to hear another message and also the beautiful, beautiful angel readings. So that was Archangel Metatron. And in the, I see there's a beautiful curtain, and behind the curtain I see someone peeking out, and who is it? It's Ryan. How y'all doing? I don't want to have you guys, you know, lose your mental footing, but I just wanted to see how everyone is doing. No disrespect, guys, but you've got to reflect. Each of you need to go within, and you've got to get a better perspective of who you are. This is where you're going to connect with your fears as well as your hopes and dreams. But it does start with reflecting on the past, and then letting go of what no longer serves you. All that you have been through, believe it or not, has served you in one way or another. You've just got to trust in the process. Please, you know, just hold on to the lessons but leave the pain and the negativity behind. Because this month, you know, it's halfway through, and pretty soon September will be here again. And I just have to say, sometimes the bad things that you experience, you know, as you go through life, they help you to connect with the good things that, you know, are waiting for you. So let all that you've learned help you as you go forward, you know, into the life that you truly deserve. Envision your future and all the possibilities that await you. And quiet that monkey mind. And, you know, I did get that one from Ginger. She always says that. But I don't want to be Captain Obvious. It's up to you. It's up to you to run a tight ship. You've got to be prepared for any storm that lies ahead. You can be wild and you can be free, so seize the day. There's no going back. Today is all about happiness. It's all about new beginnings. Folks, you've got to believe in yourself and all that you can be. When you get up in the morning, do me a solid. Look at that hairy eyeball in the mirror and say, I love you. Love yourself and who you were created to be. You have the power. It begins and it ends with you. Take inventory of yourself and just think, you know, like, wow, like, you know, how did this day make me feel? How did this week make me feel? What about the past month? If you've been going through some storms lately, know that your troubles, they can be washed clean. The greater the storm, the brighter the rainbow. And don't forget, there is always hope after the storm. And you are here for a reason. So why not be the best version of you? So I hope I hit that nail on the head and made some sense. But please remember that Spirit will tell you what you need to know. Have a great show. I love you, Ryan.
I love you too, Ryan. Thank you. Oh, those were beautiful, DC. Wow.
Thank you. Well, Ryan, I'm still a little bit mad at Ryan. As we were connecting, Jan, just typing to each other, you know, yesterday, he and his friend, they played a little joke on us, and we were both opening up cans, and yours was tuna, mine was chicken, canned chicken, and both of us seemed to have them still all over the floor, and I just got done mopping my floor, so I was, like, super mad.
I know.
He wanted to make you smile. I said, but what does that have to do with chicken all over my mop floor? You know, canned chicken, canned tuna, you know, potato. I'm like, Ryan, knock it off. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But he's just laughing. He thought it was funny, you know, so. But, you know, we've got to realize, like he says, you know, life can go by like in the blink of an eye. So, you know, life is too short. Don't get upset. Don't get, you know, angry. Well, I'm not going to do that, but you come in and clean up the darn mess you made, right? That's all I'm going to say. Right?
Awesome.
That was beautiful.
He's always been awesome. And the only thing that I still can scare him with is Joan Rivers. He's still a little afraid of Joan Rivers. He was afraid of her when she wanted to connect with him. While he was here with us, he was afraid of her, and he still runs from her. So if he doesn't behave, I'm calling him the big guns, Joan Rivers, you know? She's coming in with her gang there. But he loved, like I said, he loved your opening, Jan. He loved everything that Mary had to say. Anything now, DC? Everyone just say, ooza, ooza. Mm-hmm. And now we're ready for songs, Jan. Ooza.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, how neat. Thank you so much. Thanks, Ryan. Thank you, DC. That was just, incredible. I could listen on and on. But I also wanted to do, and also, Mary, I love listening to what you said, too. It was just beautiful. I brought tonight Liz's cards that she sent us for Christmas, and I've never even pulled a card from her deck, I don't think, on the show. And there's a dragonfly on the cover of each card, which is really neat because dragonfly is one of my animals, too. So I'm shuffling her card. I have another deck too that my sister-in-law just sent me. I just got it today. So I'm going to pull one from Liz's cards, and it says, sharing is caring. And isn't that so true? Absolutely. Sharing is caring. Absolutely. And that's what we've all done tonight. And this other deck came in today, perfect timing. My sister-in-law sent it, and it's a biblical card deck, which I've actually thought about trying to find, and I've been kind of lazy. I didn't look for one, and I was going to make up my own, and she just sent one, so I'm going to pick a card here. It's really neat, too. It's really cool. Okay, so it goes, here's the one that I picked. Keep your eyes on eternity, which is beautiful. That's from 2 Corinthians 4:18. So that's beautiful, too. So there you go. And I will start my poems right now. And this one says, oh, and I just want to say thank you, Brenda Drake, for those beautiful cards. I really appreciate it. And Liz Sister for your cards. All right, so this first poem goes, allow anxious thoughts to come in and go like how the waterfall will flow. And this one says, we are a zestful breeze containing stardust. We are dust in the perfect cosmic wind. And this is called the Ditch Poem, The Redwoods. As she went back now equipped to revisit that faded night, she realized it was a destiny and a journey that brought her more to the light. And this one says, your swords now. Use those swords that are yours now to empower a life led by your radiant heart, creative mind, inner calling. Make your dreams come true. And this is called Contortion Delight. Never-ending stretches of imagination, graceful in dark and light, touching the heart of one's hyperextended emotions, allowing limberness to unbend one's tight mind while reaching into new poses of contortion delight. And this one says, those days when we danced and flipped, everything was easy and life was a flow. Every day was exuberant, getting older now upon us, and it's so different. I just didn't know. And this one says, let the ecstasy of the dance open up your heart, your eternal flower of unlimited possibilities. And this is called It's No Longer a Mystery. I listen to the voice inside of me. I look inside to the vision, and I can see. It is my soul I must trust. This is how it is to be. And every time I call upon your name, then I know I'm okay. I am free. It's no longer a mystery. And this is called In Rays of Gold. If I were I would be a flower. I would salute to the sun and sing a song as I bloomed in rays of gold. I am a wild flower that longs for its songs to kiss the new day of peace, of passion, a flower that scents never grow old. I am a flower that stands in its ancient soil with quiet determination and reverence of its existence, so fragile yet so strong in its bloom, never giving up its right and resonance of flowering its natural beauty, always bringing sustenance of life through all seasons and emotions of joyousness and gloom. And this one says, peace for us. Peace for us, our country, other countries. We protest views, their views, our views. We, you, me, us. We need to be in peace. Stop the violence. Can we be in peace? Don't we want peace for us? And this is called angel craft. I want to practice angel craft. It is what I strive for and always a chosen path. It resonates in high places without judgment and wrath, where God's angels greet us with unconditional love in all directions, with angelic forces. Oh, those heavenly connections. And this says, remember eternity. In those split seconds of total freedom, we remember eternity. And this one's called Gently, bridging, overlapping, gently blending, tolerance, kindness, and gently mending, a hope for the future and rest of the year, for you, for me, and to all who are far and near. And this one's called The Empathic Caring for Others. Take on what you can, only absorb so much. Sensing, feeling, and caring for others is your nature. You have that empathic touch. And this one's called The Compassionate Self-Care. Don't be so hard on yourself. That doesn't help you or others. But when you have compassion for yourself, then you have compassion for your sisters and brothers. And almost done. This one's called Places to See. Some of us were born into that challenge. We didn't know how else it could be. We had places to hide, places to pretend in, places to run to, places to see. And this one says, when you are in the midst of creating, There is no time or space, rushing apace, but love and grace. No standard or league, weight or fatigue, but ease and intrigue. Sadness or bewaring, criticizing and comparing, but lightness and repairing. And this one says, keep the peace. Keep the peace as much as we can, anytime we can, wherever we can, as many ways as we can. And that's that. Those are the poems.
They were amazing. My goodness,
yes,
Jan.
They were.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm blessed to be able to share them, and I'm happy to, and thank you.
Yes. And those of you that don't know, like I mentioned, she shares them every day on Facebook. So tune in to Jan Drake Coffee in Facebook, and you'll see them. So beautiful. She also posts them on Secret Embers as well.
Thank you,
well,
Mary.
Ladies. You're welcome.
Beautiful.
I think it's time to pick up some callers. What do you think?
Yes. I think so, too.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
Absolutely.
Area code 212, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Bryn, New York City.
Hi, Bryn. How are
you?
How are you?
Hi there. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're feeling good. I've been feeling kind of off today, very heavy and almost like I'm not in I don't feel like I'm all here, you know, and I was praying to God for breakthrough. I'm just tired of struggling or like going up and down, like one step forward, five steps backwards. So I just want to see what Spirit has to say about all this.
Okay,
what's happening to me and where am I going?
Yeah, and I'll tell you a little bit about it once I go. Jan?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Bryn.
Hey, Jan.
I'm seeing a white, kind of really white dog here. And it looks like like my gypsy, but it's white. You know, like a golden retriever, but it's a white retriever. So it's unusual.
Pretty.
yeah, it's very pretty, extremely. So I don't know if I've ever given you the dog before, but...
No, I don't think so.
That is... Okay. That is what is showing now. So it says, keep your faith strong no matter what is going on in your life. It's important for you to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service. Remain determined and resolute if you face some negativity or disappointment, and show your love and appreciation in creative ways, especially to the ones that you love the most, you know, the ones you're closest to. And you're very loyal to your friends, work, and community. You do your best when you serve humanity, and you thrive when you're living and working in groups of people. So when someone needs something, you're often the quickest to respond. This is a beautiful animal, the dog, as we all know. So I just want to give you that encouragement that I know that you're feeling down, but you've got a nice, a very loyal animal right by you to give you inspiration and to keep you going, to get you through this time.
I'll call on the white dog. I'll call on the white dog.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. There you are. So I'm going to leave it at that because I think that's a nice animal for you, and I'm going to send
you
over to DC Love.
Thank you, Jan. That was beautiful. Bryn, I just want to say that as Jan was talking to you, I saw Jesus, and he's saying, look at me, my son, not at the storm. He's saying, come with me and rest. Bryn, give your mind a break, okay? And he just wants to help you. And he wants you to see him as, you know, our creator. And he's here, and he wants to give you, like, everything that you're needing. And he too feels the energy. Like, I feel like this very down energy. And he's saying, my beloved, you are seeking a meaning and all that you and all that you don't see, you know, in the world. He's saying, you are an amazing being, Bryn. And he's saying, you have such talent to help yourself and then others. And he's asking you to, you know, walk with him and, you know, just keep going. I remember speaking with you a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I remember everything you were telling us. And he is saying, well, the answers to your questions are in your heart.
Mm.
He's saying, trust what you, you know, feel in your heart. Even if you don't see how, you know, all of this, you know, will, you know, come to a resolution. Okay, he's saying, but I'm asking you, my son, walk in faith and always be true to yourself. Okay?
Okay.
And do feel like he's saying happy changes are coming, and you will get the divine guidance that you are needing.
Okay.
You know, through what you're feeling, your intuition. And as Jan spoke of the dog, I also saw St. Francis of Assisi come forward. As we know, he is involved with, you know, with animals, any issues with animals. And he can help, you know, people, you know, with any kind of choices they have to make or, you know, the spiritual path that they are taking. So St. Francis is there. I see Jesus. I see Mother Mary. And Mother Mary is saying, you know, Bryn, you are safe. Okay?
Right.
And they're asking you to just please relax and trust them, okay?
Okay.
They're with you, and they're, you know, they're never leaving. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm also getting. I saw before, you know, we even started the reading. I saw, you know, the phoenix rising. And it relates to you, like, you know, you are that beautiful phoenix rising. I feel like, you know, everything that you've been through, you know, it's sort of almost in a, like a manner of speaking, like shattered your world, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm getting, you know, like everything is not falling apart now. Everything is falling together. And this is your time, Bryn.
All right.
And I know you've walked through many fires, you know, spiritual fires here. But this is a time of rebirth for you, so you've got to remember that.
Okay. All right.
This is
walking.
Yeah, and he wants you to know that. And, you know, Mother Mary is asking you to make sure you take time for you, rest, and to just, you know, just to give yourself a little TLC. This is a time for you to just, you know, focus on you.
Hmm.
Okay?
Because
I mean, you've
done
so much.
I have a big responsibility now because I have to clear my sister's room. She's been in the hospital, and now she's coming back for home care, and we're trying to get a nurse in here, and it's the whole thing. So it's a big project for me to clear this house or this apartment. So that's what I've been doing, and I'm trying to find some time for myself. But you know,
you know, at this moment, like, you know, take a little time here and there to just, you know, relax and breathe. You know, you do need a little rest to slow down a little bit.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay.
And just know, like, this is the light at the end of the tunnel. Life is going to get better. Okay? And and just, like, focus on you and surround yourself with, like, beautiful, positive energy.
Right.
And when you can, you know, try to disconnect from the world here and there just for a little time. And just
I did that
hold
with
space.
Meditation and all that,
Okay, and hold space, like I said, you know, in your heart for all the beautiful, you know, all the beautiful things that are coming, you know. And I was hearing, like, earlier, you know, priorities, you know. So really, you've got to make sure that you take time to really prioritize. You know what is, and I do feel like, Bryn, like, even talking to you, you're very empathic and you take on everybody's energy.
Yeah.
So you've You've got to be careful of that, okay?
Right.
And, you know, you can ask the angels to, you know, to help you discern, you know, which is my energy and which is theirs. Because when you connect with someone, you don't want to take on their energy.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And the angels were showing me that, Glenn, you're here to be a leader of men, is what I was getting.
Leader
and
of
you
men?
You have the ability to be a leader and really make a difference in this world.
Yeah, I think I'm
okay,
behind
so,
my schedule, though, way behind what I am supposed to do here. I'm 67 years old now.
You know what? You know, you're not behind, you know, and calling in tonight is where, you know, you're getting some of God's help.
Yeah.
The angels are saying, Bryn, we're here to assist you. Okay?
Right.
And, you know, just, you know, don't worry about things. Just pray, okay?
Yeah. That's what
because prayer is a very powerful tool to use.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll help you to have, like, the inner peace that you're needing, okay?
Okay.
And know that you are worthy of the divine help that is awaiting you.
Thank you.
And allow the angels to help you to release your worry and trust that, you know, whatever you're going through, there's going to be a resolution. But you've got to sort of stop overthinking everything and try to relax a little bit.
Right.
So, you know, just let go and let God come in and help. We never have to do anything by ourselves, Bryn.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
There is always help, okay? But
right.
I am seeing, like, you know, you are out of balance because you are trying to, you know, do what you're supposed to do for you and you're doing as well things for your sister. And I just feel... You know, your energy is, like, very, very low right now.
Yeah, it's a bit...
Okay,
I mean,
so you've got to take a little time out, or you're going to end up with some health problems, okay?
Okay.
So the angels they're asking you, like, you know, prioritize, you know, delegate what you can when possible. And it feels like you're carrying, like, such a hair, like, a very heavy burden. It's so heavy. You know, I could feel like, you know... weight of the world on your shoulders, hon.
Yeah, well...
Okay, you don't carry it alone is what I'm getting.
I'll just ask
okay.
God and Jesus and Mother Mary and all the rest to take some of it.
Faith. Yes, have faith and just allow them to come in. And I do feel like, you know, change is coming and it's going to be a good change for you.
Oh, good.
Because the angels are saying that, you know, you're weary at this time. You've been through a lot. And it seems like it's getting, like, a little bit hard to cope, but please don't lose your faith, okay?
No, I won't. What you're saying is helping me and Jan and everybody. I appreciate your help.
Okay, so
course,
I do
Bryn.
Feel, like I said, you know, like, good is coming, Bryn, you know?
Okay.
I do feel that. Please, you know, don't lose hope, okay?
Sure.
And I'm getting, look at everything that's going on. And ask the divine to show you everything from their perspective. But
okay.
To have like a divine eye to see everything, okay?
Right.
And they'll help you to see things differently. But being positive is essential because I'm getting, if you don't stay positive, you're going to have some health issues that you don't want to have.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So just remember, balance is what is needed right now. Okay?
Right.
And you've got to really, you know, taking care of yourself as well. So that is the I guess the messages that I have. I gave you what
that
I
was
have, Bryn.
Incredible. Thank you, DC. I really appreciate you. And
incredible.
Yeah. And Jan. Thank you, Jan. Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wow. That was beautiful, DC and Jan.
Yeah.
So, Bryn, this is Mary. What I was receiving was, while DC was talking, I was receiving, you know, like she mentioned, the renewal and the rebirth, right? And just focusing on you, too, right? Because we can get lost on doing things for other people, but we need to take care of us first, right? It's
right.
Us, then everybody else, right? That was me before, right? We have to learn that first we need to take care of ourselves and then others.
Right.
And that's something of an empath, right? We've all been through that where we focus on not only people pleasing, but helping others and forgetting about ourselves. So
yeah.
I've transitioned into taking care of myself and then others. You know, so that's really important to do. And then just with your comment of being behind, we're never behind, right? Because everything happens to divine timing. And again, time is an illusion. Time is just there, just
right.
as an illusion. It doesn't even exist in the spirit world, right? Their time is different. There's no time in spirit. And then what I was getting was rest. Right. And then if you can connect with the sun in the sunrise, and also if you can do it at the sunset, and there's so many codes coming in through the sun that I've been told. And, you know, like every day I try to get out there and connect with the sun, because there's so many codes for all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So if you can do that, and then call on your guardian angels too, because they want. They can also help you. And then I received the card for you. It was the black cat that I received for you. And it's being independent. And it has to do with self-love. And so it says when I want to really read what it says in what I highlighted. The black cat wants you to know that when you rely on yourself, and focus on yourself, you will always be safe and protected, for you will always have your own back. You are the only one who will always be there for you in every situation. So learn to be your own backup. You know, like this is letting go of the fear. It also says the black cat on this card, and being independent and having self-love for yourself, right? Taking
right.
yourself out, you know, like, go for a walk. You know, I know you're in New York, so go for a walk if you can, you know, and just do something that's good for you, right, that will help you. And then the other card that came out, which was at the top of the bottom of the deck that I always pick out, Spirit knows, is the Moon Goddess card. And they want me to read the whole book, you know, it's a couple of paragraphs. It says divinity and hidden depth. The divine feminine is watching over you, offering guidance towards your full potential. She shines her silver beam upon you, speaks to you in dreams, and draws you out into the dark of night to bathe in the beauty of her light. She encourages you to live in tune with the lunar cycle, to meditate and relax. She welcomes you into her realm of magic and asks that you live a life that is true to the magic of your heart. Do not be afraid to follow your dreams, for they will lead you to your destiny, showing you what you are capable of achieving if you set your mind to it. Be bold and take the first step, and the path will soon be revealed to you, just as the Moon Goddess does not reveal her full light all at once. So you too have a hidden side that is waiting for the opportunity to reveal itself. There is far more to you than meets the eye, and now is the time to bring out those hidden talents and gifts. Let the world see more of your light. Yeah, and we've said that, right? How beautiful your light is, Bryn. You know, don't let what's happening on the outside you know, stop you from your greatness, right? From that beautiful light that you can shine on others. And you're here to be of service to others as well and live out your soul purpose. And then I was getting also, if you can do like a higher self meditation and, you know, connecting with your higher self every morning, just saying, thank you, higher self, for being here with me and please show me what it is that I need to focus on or see. And I have a great meditation coach. His name is Igor Golubov, and, you know, you can look him up on YouTube. He has one for higher self, and it's an amazing meditation that I've actually sent so many friends there, and Jen listens to him, and so does Peg, and we all love him. I mean, it's just amazing. You can actually like tune in and he's live, Bryn, every Tuesday. So you can join our meditation group every Tuesday. It's, you know, free. So, you know, I'll
Igor,
post the
Igor
link Instagram.
Igor Galagoff?
Huh? Igor Galagoff. It's G-A L-I-B-O-V.
Oh, Galabov.
Galabov, yeah.
Igor Galabov.
Yeah,
okay.
And he's on, his name at the company is Alignment of Light in YouTube. And
right.
It's amazing. I mean, he's got some free meditations there, but we, as a group, there's a group of us and Peg and Jen here on this show is a part of it. And, you know, it's open to everyone. He's not, you know, it's just, if you want to meditate with us, it would be great. You know, it keeps you aligned every Tuesday at 9:30 PM. He's live, you know, and it's amazing. So I think that's something that I'm excited to tell you about because it's helped me for sure, you know, in my journey. I've been doing his meditations for a year and a half already. And I've had such a transformation from them. You know, I've seen Mother Mary, Jesus, I mean, the archangels, I mean, Ra, you know, I've seen so much and so does Jan as well, you know. So it's just getting your guides, you know, setting the intention of what it is that you want to get from these meditations, you know, but it definitely will tap you in and, you know, like he speaks about the energies and everything. So it's
right.
really, really
so I'll
great.
I'll check the YouTube channel out. I'll check the YouTube channel.
Yeah. And just know that when inspiration comes in, it could be, you know, inspiration coming from spirit. So one of the cards I saw was, you know, inspiration coming from spirit. You know, so your purpose is to discover your spiritual nature and to bring forth through your efforts whatever is meant to be. So wondrous miracles have a way of showing up when you let inspiration propel you forward. And, you know, that was one of the messages for you as well. So it's a beautiful two cards that you received, you know, the black cat and the other
thank
one.
You.
So
thank
you so much for calling.
Thanks for all your time you spent on me.
You're so welcome, and God bless you, and stay in the light, and, you know, just join us on Tuesday, you know, on the meditation group, and I'm telling you, you're going to feel so much better, and, you know, and if you could go tap into the sun codes coming in right now, you know, sunset or sunrise, that would be great. Too,
right.
You know, it'll help keep you in the light, you know, because that's what we need to stay in the light. So again, Bryn, thank you so much. Have a good night.
All right, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
And I just have one more thing to say. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Everything that DC and Mary said was just so wonderful, Bryn. I know you think so too. Just, what incredible messages. I just want to let you know, I know that the caretaking thing, I did it for many years.
Yeah.
And it's just like whatever they told you, you're going to need that. And I really recommend this meditation thing weekly. It's helping me tremendously. I have a lot of, you know, health issues, et cetera, and it helps me to just chill out and because I get really worried and upset about what's going on. And so it's just, you know meditation, it just it's so helpful. And then when you're with a group, it's just even more fun that way. And he takes you, he talks you through it, which is really nice too. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's just like, it's like going and getting a massage. It's really that good. It just feels so good. So anyway, that. But then just I want to just tell you, make sure that you let the nurses do their job when they come through. And make sure you get all the care that she's allowed to get from her insurance, nurses, whatever caretakers you can get them all. Get all of them. Because you need all that help. It'll
sure.
help you with the whole thing, and you'll need to take breaks and make sure you let yourself have breaks. So anyway,
sure.
that's all I wanted to say.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
You know,
just
keep in touch with us and
yeah.
and everything about all that too. Anytime, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
All right.
DC, Marianne, and Jan. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care now.
Okay, bye. And it definitely has to do also with the energies, right? So it's not only what he's going through, it's also the energies. There's so
yeah.
many solar flares. I mean, we have a new moon. There's been, like, you know, all these planetary shifts. It's just, it's all affecting us. And then the Lionsgate portal, right? It's about rebirth. It's about letting go, shedding
yeah.
that old skin. And just letting go what doesn't serve us once and for all, and just like cutting it completely out of your lives, you know, and just bringing in that true divine self that we all are, right, and that we all can be. So, all right, so I'm going to see. I see a new number here, so I'm going to pick up this phone. Okay. Area code 845. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? 845?
Hello?
Hi. You have a question for us?
Yes. We're busy.
Yeah, we're busy.
You know who I am? I'm Alina.
Hi, this is Pat Sam. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Lena.
I'm in a CEO voice. I tell him it goes.
Yes. Yes, this is Lena. This is Kat's mom.
Oh, okay.
Who
hi,
is
Lena.
This?
Hi,
Katarina's
mom.
Katarina's
it's Lena.
Mom. Oh, yes, okay.
Yes.
Oh, good. Hey, Lena.
Listen, you see me, first of all, you see me, I'm going to go in Italy, because I go crazy with everything going on over here.
Okay. So, Jan, Kat's son, Lena, is wondering about going, she wants to go back to Italy.
Oh.
And do we see that happening?
Oh, for a vacation or to live?
I know, right now for vacation. I may be.
For vacation, yeah. Well, so Lena, I'm getting a cat here. That's what I'm getting. And your daughter's name is Katarina. I'm seeing like a tiger type cat, and I know that I saw in my meditation, I'm trying to find the very beginning of this paperwork here, because in my meditation I saw animals. I always see them before. Okay, I don't think it was a cat. But anyway, I'm getting a tiger for you. So I don't know if you've ever had a tiger before, but that is what I'm seeing. So I'm going to go ahead and read the tiger for you. And I'm getting a really good feeling about Italy, like excitement. Just you must be excited. I'm getting so much excitement about energy. Yeah, really a lot. So I think it's a nice idea. I think you're going to go. I'm just getting like such excitement here. Okay, let me get the tiger 377. The tiger is my animal, so that's why anytime I see a tiger, I go, wow, they're getting my animal here. I love the tiger. Remain focused, be very patient, and you'll soon receive a surprise that will help you achieve your goal more quickly than expected. You'll soon find a way of healing from a physical condition or an emotional disturbance. followed by noticeable increase in vitality. Create a space in your home that is completely yours, one where others may enter with your permission only. It's a space of solitude. It might be a place to do some meditation. And you'll soon experience a surge of passion and power that will remain with you. So that's really neat. Maybe that's what I'm feeling. That is what I was feeling. I'm not kidding. And it says, you're naturally clairvoyant with the gift of prophecy, and it becomes stronger as you age. You're a healer, and you could do body work if you wanted to. You're adventurous, powerful, and passionate. You enjoy life to the fullest. So there you go. Wow. I mean, that says to me that you have a good chance of going. I'm seeing green, a lot of green here, and green meaning go. That's what I'm getting. So I think you are. I think you're going to go, Lena.
Okay, good.
And I hope you go. I hope you go. I'm getting good vibes about it in general.
Yes,
so
and
I
Jan,
hear
as
what
you
DC
said that, I hope
said.
Oh, my lights just flashed on and off in my kitchen.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh.
So
oh,
that's
really?
That's Katarina's dad, Lena's husband, and
okay.
He's excited for her.
All right.
He's excited. So I agree with everything that you said, Jan.
Okay,
and
good.
And I saw the word miracle, and I do feel like a miracle is coming about for Lena and Kat. And it's, you know, it's on its way is what I was getting. So just, you know, continue to have faith and, you know, listen to the little nudges that the angels are giving as well. I was getting, you know, when she's asking, you know, will I go? I was getting it could be in the fall, Kat, for Kat and for Lena, Jan. I'm getting possibly
uh-huh. Okay.
Fall. So that's what I, you know, I was seeing the leaves
good.
Falling off the trees.
That's
you know,
again.
So that's what I'm getting. But I see like Lena and maybe Kat, the two of them, they're signing like some kind of a document, a contract or something. And there's going to be many, many blessings is what I'm being shown. And
mm-hmm.
their dad, like, well, Kat's dad, Lena's husband, is coming in. And he's wishing that he could have been there with them, helping them at this time to really, you know, get everything that's been going on, like in order for them. And he's saying he knows like
mm-hmm.
the mess that they were left with, and he's so sorry that he couldn't be there in the in his physical presence and helping them. But he wants you to know that, you know, things are changing. You know, they're not going to remain this way forever. And he wants to see the two of them, you know, to be by the water. And I know like Kat has beautiful pictures, of the, you know, of Italy and the beautiful water in Italy. So he wants them to go there so that
wow.
they could, you know, really, yeah,
that's,
to be in that beautiful,
yeah,
beautiful energy of, you know,
of
the water in Italy.
DC, I have to tell uh-huh. you, I just shared a picture of Italy with water. Yeah,
wow.
I did
okay.
that
this wow.
morning. I'm not kidding. This morning I shared it in another room, a picture of Italy in water.
Wow, that is amazing. We always seem to have like a telepathy going on here.
Yeah.
So cool. But they both need to just calm themselves down and, you know, to let go of everything they've been holding on to is what
yeah,
I'm getting. And now as I'm talking, I'm getting like a little dry, like my mouth. So either Lena or Kat, one of you, you're not drinking enough water. Is
yeah.
what I'm getting. And I'm
right.
getting that, you know, Lena's husband, Kat's dad, is the one that guided them to call in because that's one of the ways that he can connect with them.
Yes.
So it's just really, really beautiful, you know. It's amazing. And Kat loves music, and I'm getting, like, you know, Kat, your dad is saying you guys have got to listen to the music. because, you know, the songs that you listen to together, it's just going to be so divine.
Yes.
And I always see Kat as a little girl, and she's standing on her dad's feet, and I'm hearing like daddy's little girl, and he dances with her.
Yes, that's my daughter.
Yeah, so you know, the two of you have to dance to the music. But I'm seeing, like, you know, stars in the sky over you both, and I'm hearing miracles are coming, and they're within your reach. So just, you know, just believe and see in that beautiful energy, okay? Good things are coming. And I'm getting, like, you know, you're, right now you might be making, like, little small steps toward going to Italy, but you're going to get there. And in the meantime, you know, please take care of yourself. You and Kat, really take care of yourself. It's crucial now so that when the time comes that you will go to Italy. And, Jan, I just have to ask, I just saw, like, a little black and white kitty.
A black and white what?
A little kitty, like not a full-grown cat, a kitty.
A cat.
You know, a kitten.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little one. And there, like, a meaning for, like, if it's, like, black and white?
Oh, I don't know about the color. Jeez. I'm not sure about the color. Let's see if it has anything about color in here. Because I know the black cat has meaning, but they're not showing it in here. But it's most.
I used to have a black cat. Not cat. Cat, I must say. I used to have a black dog.
Oh, you had a black
cat,
yeah. Well, I think they're really special. I love the black cat, but I'm not, they're not showing up what, I'm not getting any colors on them right now, but I can look that up somewhere else.
Yeah, I just feel like it's essential. There's a meaning between black and white together.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to find
it? Ooh, that's so neat.
I lost it.
Yeah.
I lost my wedding ring. You think I'm gonna find? I lose my engagement ring inside the house. I will not be able to look anymore. I can't find.
Okay. I think she lost her engagement ring in the house.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Let's see here.
Okay. Okay. Let me see, Lena.
Oh, where she found? Oh, there. I'm getting. Let me see. Oh, I don't. They're not talking about the colors here either in this one.
I mean, it's like the yin and the yang, I guess. You know.
That's what I'm thinking. When you're seeing it that way, do you see? That's like like yin and yang. That's so beautiful.
It's like
the balance.
That's what I'm getting, like a yin and yang. Yeah, and she's wondering, you know, like she lost her engagement ring in the house.
Has she checked the bathroom? Have you checked the bathroom, Lena?
Hello, fine. And look.
You looked in the bathroom. Because I'm seeing the bathroom. Okay.
I don't feel like it's, like I said, I feel like it will be found. You know, I do. I feel like it's there, like you said, Jan. You know, it's going to be found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what? It's really funny because
I swear to God, I'm getting the bathroom over and over and over.
Yeah, but you know what? I told a friend they lost their engagement ring, and I said I love this little prayer to Saint Anthony. It's like a nursery rhyme. Tony, Tony, gather round. Something's lost and must be found. And their engagement ring was lost for an extensive period of time, and lo and behold, within a couple of days, it was found.
Wow. Can you say that again?
Yes. We're asking Saint Anthony for his help. Tony, Tony, gather round. Something's lost and must be found.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do feel like it's not going to be found immediately, though. That's what I'm feeling, Jan. I don't feel like it's going to be found immediately.
Okay.
So I would let go and let God. If it's sort of like you're the energy, like in the fear of not knowing where your ring is, and I understand that, but allow St. Anthony to come in and help. Because when we just step back and we let the angels to come in, the saints, we do get the help that we are needing.
Yes.
So I feel like it will be found, Jan, I'm not, I didn't see, a specific place, but I did get,
mm-hmm.
yes, that it's going to be found. Yeah.
Awesome.
So please
getting the house, yeah, the house.
Say that every day, Tony, gather around, something's lost and must be found. And it is like a cute little nursery rhyme, sort of, but it's really powerful, believe it or not. And I'm hearing, family heirlooms, happy endings. So, the ring would be a family heirloom, and there's going to be happy endings. That's what I have. Mary, can you join us?
Yes, of course. And I got a big yes, and I totally agree with everything you guys are saying. I did pick up a spirit card, and it says the first thing that I saw was miracles. And it's the same thing that you said, that there are miracles coming, and that's exactly what this card is saying, that miracles are never going to run out for you. They want you to know that Spirit is working for miracles for you, and they will never, ever run out. So you just need to trust that Spirit knows what's best for you and wants to be expressed through you. And you're incredible and amazing and a magnet for miracles, Lena. And that would be a good mantra to say. So, and they also want you to relax because they're on it. So, and what I was getting when Jan mentioned the bathroom, the first thing I heard was dresser. I don't know if you have like maybe if it's in the bathroom, it could be in between where the towels are, because I was being shown a dresser, and that's what I was getting in between clothes. I kept hearing. So I wrote that down for you. And I definitely get a yes for Italy.
That's a good idea. I'm going to look at that. Because I did it once,
I think if you move it around, I feel like if it's in the bathroom, it could have gotten stuck, in one of the towels, because, I know my ring used to get stuck in the diamond used to get stuck in the towel sometimes, when I was married. I think that may have happened if it's like Jan said in the bathroom, but I feel like I definitely got something. If there's a dresser in the bathroom, which is possible, I mean, there could be drawers, because what I was seeing was drawers. I know my bathroom has a lot of drawers for the toiletries and stuff. So, maybe it's in there, because that's what I was being shown, a brown dresser.
I'll be honest, I never looked into the bedroom, and that's I'm going to look in.
Okay, great. Thank you, Lena.
But also,
let us know if you find it.
Very, very, very much, you guys.
You're welcome. We love you. And you're looking for the ring, too. I'm hearing miracles, like I said in the beginning.
Yeah,
and, just send love. There's divine love all around. Just send love to the situation. Let St. Anthony come in and help as well. And, it is going to be found, hon.
Yes,
I need it, but right now it's tough.
It's really funny, because you're going to have the divine assistance that you're needing. I do feel that it will be found before you go to Italy. I feel like Italy may be in the fall, autumn, and I feel like you will find the ring, because your husband is saying, happy endings, and he knows how much you cherish your beautiful ring.
Of course. Because I never put a ring anymore, because I'm afraid I never lost. you know.
And also, Lena, I just wanted to...
My daughter says hello.
Yes.
Kathy says hello, you know. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. But Jan has eyes, Lena.
I had also seen the bedroom, too, and I had seen the dresser also. So when Mary said that, I just went, whoa, because I had seen checked the bedroom and the dresser. I also saw a truck outside. I don't know if you have a truck, but a truck came in. It doesn't mean that the ring is in the truck. It doesn't mean that. It just means I'm just letting you know everything that I see. Everything that I see. A truck outside. The bathroom
the
bedroom with the dresser.
My neighbor had a truck. And I went to talk. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, all of you.
Welcome.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
You as well.
You're welcome.
God bless.
God bless. Thank you. That
says a lot.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah. That's all to Kat.
Yeah.
This was Katarina that lives in New York.
Oh, okay. I'm like, oh, my gosh, our cat? I'm like.
Oh, that was Katarina in New York, you know. But I do feel, prior to going to Italy, and I feel like Italy may be coming is, you know, like summer's almost over. So we're going into that season anyway. I feel like the ring will be found before she goes to Italy.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I was getting.
Yeah.
That's cool. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, great readings, ladies. This is so exciting.
So exciting, yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm going to go on to our next caller. And, okay.
Amazing.
Area code 917, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Oh, sure. My first name is Jim, calling from New York. How you guys doing tonight here, D.C.?
Is this Jim, you said?
Tim, T-I-M.
Oh, Tim. Okay. Do you have a question for us, Tim?
Hey, D.C.
Oh, my gosh. It's so nice to hear your voice.
It's been a while. It's been a while. Yes. I guess I was just wondering if there's any message from spirit for me. I'm working on manifesting, bringing in some new things, you know, just trying to change jobs and everything else. If there's any message for spirit for me, greatly appreciated.
Beautiful.
Wow. Hey, Tim, it's Jan. And I am, boy, these cats are all over the place. I'm getting cats for almost every person here. I'm getting a lion for you. And so let's just quickly go over that. Let's see here. Lion is a really neat animal. And so let me just see here. Whoops, oh gosh. It says hold your head up high and keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are. Call upon the well of courage. It's available to you to confront any uncomfortable situation. Listen closely before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively. And you have a strong presence, a dignified manner. But you have to watch sometimes a mood, you know, sometimes your mood, you got to watch a little bit. But you're a natural leader, have organizational skills. You function well in a group and in a community. You're very, very capable. That's what the lion says. And I'm trying to see what another book might say about it, because lion is just a powerful animal. They have, oh gosh, they have so much energy, you know, and you're not going to stay put in the job. Is that what you're feeling? Like you might be moving to another job?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm trying to just bring in some abundance on many forms. Job is one, and just pivot.
Yeah.
So.
Right. I feel like there's going to be a change in the job, whether even if you stay there, I think there's going to be a change because that's what I was hearing, and so it may mean that that's what you're trying to do that, and like you just said, Lion strengthens your spirit, helps us to express our authentic self, reminds us to honor personal power in ourselves and others. So yeah, that goes along with exactly what I was just feeling for you just now about trying to change the situation in your job is by strengthening yourself, empowering yourself, and knowing that you can make that change, or you can leave if you want to. So that's a possibility. I'm hearing all of those possibilities that you could leave if you wanted to, or you can make a change in the job. So that's very positive. And yeah, I'm also hearing like working out. I don't know if you work out, but I'm hearing work out. Work out when you have time go to a workout, some kind of workout, maybe a yoga or whatever you like to do. And if you're already doing it, just continue doing that because it's very helpful. And if you can. And I think that's all. I just keep seeing the lion's face constantly. So you've got that lion right there with you. And I'm just going to pass it right over to DC Love.
Thank you, Jen. That was absolutely amazing.
Uh-huh. Yes,
thank you. Okay. When you were talking about, I saw, other animals coming in as well, because I feel like, Tim has a really cool connection with animals,
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, Tim, have you ever, worked with animals in any capacity at all?
No, I never have. I just have a little dog.
Okay. You have, an amazing affinity with animals. Maybe you're not, connecting with it yet. But as Jan was just, turning it over to me, I saw a beautiful hawk come in.
Oh, wow.
And I just feel like, I feel like the hawk is really focused on things, And, Jan, can you tell us just, a little bit about the hawk?
Yes. Absolutely. I love the hawk because it's my husband's totem, one of his main ones. He always gets hawk. Hawk is powerful. So,
yeah.
Let's see here. If I can find it. Ooh, where is it? don't lose me now. Oh, dear. This book is so messed up. Okay, I'm going to have to try something else. It's just a wonderful, it's all about seeing, I'm going for another book because I can't find it in that. I lost the page.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So let me just, I'll be there in a second. It just takes a minute.
All right, in the meantime, Jan, I feel like, a hawk is a very focused, totem animal, as you said, it's one of your husbands. And I feel like the
mm-hmm.
hawk is trying to tell Tim to let go of the distractions that are, in his life. And sort of open up, to your true self, and, release the conflict and the illusion that's going on in your life, Tim. And Jen, did you find it yet? I have a couple more messages
No.
Okay, so
I can't
in the mean,
seem to find it in any book.
Right,
I'll find it. Hold on, I'll do.
All righty. So
get
in
there.
The meantime, Tim, I'm getting that in some capacity, there's a little bit of procrastination going on. You're not making the decisions that you need to make. I don't know if you don't feel like you have the confidence that's needed, or maybe you could be overthinking something. Okay, but the angels are with you, and they're saying that You have what you need. Okay?
There we go.
Go ahead, Jan. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I love this. It says, though, that you're maybe caught up in too many details. So step back so you can get a greater perspective on the situation. Stay alert and focused on the task before you, eliminating as many distractions as possible. Spend some time observing and studying the situation, and when it's time for action, make it quick and decisive. Pay close attention to your surroundings as you're about to receive an important message. Be aware of any personal or psychic attacks and be prepared to defend yourself. Stop trying to change others or situations and work instead of accepting things as they are. You may have lost your perspective a little bit, but you're very good at focusing on intense projects. So you're also very good at interpreting signs and omens from the natural world. And you easily flow with the movements of life, don't typically get your feathers ruffled unless you need to defend yourself. But you're very effective at taking care of and protecting your home and family. You're freedom-loving and dependable and faithful. You're also very insightful, and people come to you for wise sage counsel and advice. So, yeah, that's an awesome animal.
Wow, and, you know, just everything that you said, Jan, when you were saying defend yourself, go into action, I was getting flashes of World War II.
Oh, wow.
And I believe... around 1945, then I saw my dad standing at attention with General Dwight D. Eisenhower, okay? And I just feel like, Tim, like in a past life, you may have actually yourself been in some kind of a war. I don't know if that resonates with you, but I just feel like, you know, that you were in some kind of a struggle, like a war or something, and... I see struggle like through many lifetimes. You know, life was hard for you. There was suffering, and all of this that went on and stuff, it caused you like a lot of pain. So I do feel like some of the energy from a past life has been brought forward into this lifetime. Okay, and you've got to, you know, sort of focus, you know, on things differently. Because sometimes, you know, there's difficulties in getting what you want and what you want to achieve, but I feel like you can focus your energy in maybe like a different way, if that makes sense to you. Because there was suffering, like I said, in past lives is what I'm feeling. But you can, you know, you can, with the help of the divine, you can let go of all the suffering and allow joy to come in and, you know, replace it. And then you're going to see there's so many opportunities waiting for you. And this is going to have you wanting to have, you know, faith and believing in yourself and believing in everything that you can do, because we have the divine, you know, that is always with us. There's Jesus, there's Mother Mary, there's the angels. They're all surrounding you. And no matter what you're going through, they're never leaving you, Tim. They're always going to be there with you. So, I mean, it's a crazy message, but as soon as Jan started to give, you know, the beautiful message of the hawk, I saw war. And then I saw my dad,
wow.
Like you said, he was a soldier. So I don't know if that resonates with you, but maybe think about it a little bit.
It definitely does. I would definitely think about it. Thank you so much, DC.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Mary.
Hi.
Wow.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure because I didn't know if it was muted or unmuted. So I understand why DC and Jan received that message about watching yourself or something. So I always pick the bottom of the deck, and this card was at the bottom, and it says Fly by Night. And it's on my moon magic. And it says, this card indicates that someone new is about to come into your life and you need to be on your guard. They may say all the right things and spin you the yarn of a dazzling future together or a golden business opportunity they may want you to invest, but be careful, for this person is not all what they seem to be. So it's just, you know, giving you a warning. I'm not like the dark Lala that likes to give, but it's just a warning to be attuned to what may show up, right?
Wow.
Because sometimes things show up, and you got it through one of the spirit animals that either Jan or I think it was the hawk that DC got
mm-hmm.
for you. So I feel like, you know, yeah, you have that lion, but you also have to just be careful, you know, because there's that betrayal card. And I was like, no, that's not for him. And once Jan read that message, it was clearly for you. So I had to read it. So, you know, this type of person might drop into your life out of the clear blue sky before taking off again, you know. And, you know, just
yeah.
It's just a little warning, you know, just so you have your antennas up. And then I'm going to give you a beautiful message because another one came up. The lucky star you received, Tim, and it says wish making, fortune, and light. When this card appears in a reading, it is time to make a wish. Lucky star is a guiding light, a bright spark in the darkest night, and a point of magical power. In Wicca, the pentagram is a five-pointed star that Wiccans use to represent the elements of earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. Wearing a pentagram could draw more lucky star energies toward you. Think of other kinds of star shapes too, such as snowflakes and seven-pointed stars, which are linked to the angels and celestial realms, which DC, I know, I'm not sure if you were on earlier, DC brought in Archangel Metatron, so he also has a star in his the cube. And then it says, you can use all these symbols in your spells and meditations. Know that when this card appears, it is indicative of a lucky break of some kind or a fortunate turn of events. Think of yourself as being a lucky individual and you automatically become luckier. Hold on to the card. Oh, it says close your eyes and make a wish. Then go about your day, knowing that you are the sort of person who attracts great fortune at every turn. And the card number is 23, and then the fly-by-night card was 32. So 23, 32 was the cards. So I thought that was, like, amazing. And then this card, this lucky star, I mean, I love that for you, Tim.
Well, thank you. I love it, too. I'm going to get a pentagram ASAP.
Yes, yes. And, you know, like DC brought in Archangel Metatron. Like if you could work with him, he's just amazing. You'll start seeing all his colors. So I see him with purple. So it's been magical.
Okay, I will do that.
It's like Mary said, with Archangel Metatron's cube, it's called the Merkaba too. It's sort of like, It speeds up time, where things you think are going to take so long, but with the help of Archangel Metatron, things can happen for you a lot faster.
Okay, gotcha.
Thank you, Tim. God bless.
God bless,
Tim. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Take good care, Tim.
I will.
Keep that workout up.
I will indeed. I just started. I'm 2 days in.
Oh, you did?
So let's go. Yeah,
okay.
I'm 2 days in, trying to stick to it.
There you go.
Thank you very much. All right.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Wow, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was. So, ladies,
it was truly amazing.
It was beautiful.
We have one more caller left, and we have 10 minutes, so we can do like a speed reading. I'm going to go straight to the person. Okay. Area code 805. Welcome to Angel Answers.
Hi, this is Dawn. I was on earlier, but I would get a call and then the call would drop. So I'm glad to be able to get on with all of you. This is Donna in California. Hi.
Oh, hi, Donna. Do you have a question for us?
I do. And the sky was gray, no clouds, and I just, it was kind of windy, and I just looked at the sky, and I just have an epiphany that something life-changing is coming in. I never felt such happiness and joy before, and it's like the whole world opened up to me, and so I'm expecting something big to come in, and I wanted to know if you were picking up on anything, please.
Oh, my gosh, Donna, I have to say,
wow.
I'm sorry, I'm chilled from head to toe. So, yes, I'm gonna let Jan go, but I have to tell you that because I'm chilled from head to toe. That's so beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
Awesome. Hi, Donna. It's Jan,
hi.
And I'm so happy for you.
Thanks.
And while you were talking, the orange and black wolf came in. So I don't know why they have those colors, but that's the colors they have. And it's a wolf, and it looks like almost a dog too, but I'm just going to go with the wolf. So let's see here. Let's see. Do you have anything like that have you ever seen dogs like that or wolves or anything like that with those colors or anything?
No.
Okay. Well, it's very clear in my mind. Characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being culled from your consciousness. Make cooperation priority over any type of competition. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way. Attention. You're being spiritually and psychically protected at all times. You have a strong sense of family and community. An intuitive sense of social order, and you are very protective, and can express verbally and non-verbally too, and you have a great deal of passion, sincerity, and animation too. You're a natural-born teacher, imparting knowledge based on experience and from formal education too, but even more experience. And so, yeah, that is that. Okay, and so I was feeling very happy for you. I'm just feeling very happy for you, very jovial vibes. And I think the wolf is just being very protective of you at this time. That's what I'm getting, a protection. Wolf is protection. So I'm going to hand you right over to DC Love.
I like that. Thank you, Jeff.
Oh, good.
You. Beautiful, Jan, and I too, believe it or not, I saw a wolf. Jan,
you
I saw
did?
A wolf too.
Right.
Wolf was with her while she was sleeping. She wasn't awake. So
okay.
I feel like, you know, what she saw, you know, while she was awake and what she's going to connect with while she's asleep is going to help her in some, like, beautiful way. And I was hearing miracles. And whatever was holding her back has now been removed. And then I saw like a beautiful butterfly fly by, a beautiful blue butterfly. And
uh-huh.
I get like
beautiful.
Miracles are coming. Like this is a new time for her. And start really thinking about what it is that you want to do. And because, you know, you deserve all this good that's coming. Okay. And I'm getting make a wish, you know, I feel like so happy but it's your time, Donna, to decide what it is you're wanting.
Yeah, I want to
travel. So give yourself permission.
Yeah.
Okay, give yourself permission and I'm getting like get that enthusiasm that you had when you were a little kid. Bring that back because you are creating something absolutely amazing. So
yeah.
I did get like I said, The amazing looking wolf, but the wolf was with you when I saw him in your dreams, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a miraculous time for you. This is absolutely amazing. It's going to be really exciting. It's going to be a fun-filled, joyous time. You're going to have to let us know what happens, you know, when it happens. I'm going to turn you over really fast to Mary. God bless, and thank you for
mm-hmm.
calling in, hon.
Thank you. God bless.
Hi, Donna. So you're not going to believe this. You've had three wolves in a row.
my God.
Wow. You can't make this S up, right? You really can't make it up. Seriously. It's just, so they wanted me to highlight a couple of things. It's an alpha, and it's, okay, have you, let me just see. This is the card communication, and when it comes up in the spread, it is asking you to speak up, speak out, and make yourself heard. Just as the wolf howls to another, it is time to raise your voice and sing out your wishes, dreams, and desires, just like DC and Jan said. Raise your concerns, talk about your feelings, ask for what you want, and use your voice to get your needs met. What is more, this card is encouraging you to become more of an alpha in your life. It is no longer enough to simply follow the pack. It's time for you to lead, just like Dan said. Do not be afraid to build a new pack if the old one is no longer serving you. It might be time for you to move on. But you won't know until you begin to speak up for yourself. So be prepared to make yourself heard. Wow. That's so beautiful.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
And then,
And
then there's another card because I took the bottom of the deck. So the other card is the Star Child. And it says you're a cosmic child of the universe and you have stardust within you. As such, you are protected by the universal energies and higher powers. Know that you will always come through difficult times with a good grace. And they want you to know you may not be able to explain it or prove it scientifically, but you feel that you are being shielded and guided on your way. A higher power walks beside you, guiding your steps, helping you to overcome obstacles. Call it an angel, a deceased loved one, a familiar person or a spirit guide or a star child. It is with you right now, guiding and protecting you as you experience the lessons and wisdom you are here to discover. And they want you to know that you will always have the protection, just like the wolf is there for protection and for leading. You can call upon any of them if you feel worried or intimidated or afraid. So have faith that you are always safe. So just in case you were wondering if you weren't safe, I just want you to reiterate that, you know, your wolf is next to you and so is your star family and those in spirit. So that is such a beautiful reading.
Oh, very nice.
That's so neat.
You've all posted.
Oh, amazing.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm off to Idaho for a wedding in October, and then my brother's treating me to 5 nights in Cabo San Lucas and Ocean View Balcony Room.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
How wonderful.
That is awesome.
Good things are coming to you, and it's just going to continue flowing, Donna. Like, I felt such joy because I, too, look at the clouds anytime, and I take so many pictures because I'm a love of all these clouds and the sun, and it's just there's so many messages everywhere, you know? So I know we're going to cut off soon, Donna. So I wanted to wish you great luck. Make sure you check in with us, you know, and God bless you and have fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Well, have a great time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, enjoy.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. So much.
Wow, ladies, what a show. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It was so
totally
amazing. That was just
that
like.
That was a great ending.
Yes, it was. With all of us.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, you can't make it up. Seriously. It's just so synchronistic.
No.
It's amazing. I love it. I love it. So
and when
it's
I asked.
And we picked up every call. I mean, so that's really amazing.
Totally amazing.
Thank you so much, ladies. God bless.
Yes, thank you, ladies.
Thank you very much. I so enjoy it.
I know.
It's just so
followers
really
because we enjoyed connecting with them as well.
Yeah.
You know, we need those beautiful colors to do the kind of stuff we do. So that was amazing.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Thank you to all the callers.
I love them all.
Yes. We love you.
And we send love to our other co-hosts that will be joining us hopefully next week.
Yes.
So I look forward to connecting, you know, with you ladies and our missing co-hosts, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely.
Sure.
And hopefully we don't blow out of the studio with all the energy.
I know. Right?
This was really wow.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, you have a blessed evening. Thank you.
Okay. You too.
Good night,
bye-bye.
Everyone.
You too.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.